Amos. Chapter 2. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Moab, and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom and Elim. But I will send a fire upon Moab, and it shall devour the palaces of Kerioth, and Moab shall die with tumult, with shouting, and with the sound of the trumpet. And I will cut off the judge from its midst, and will slay all its princes with him, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Judah, and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they have despised the law of the Lord, and have not kept his commandments, and their lies caused them to err, after which their fathers have walked. But I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Israel, and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they sold the righteous for silver, and the poor for a pair of shoes, that trample on the dust of the earth which is on the head of the poor, and turn aside the way of the meek, and the man and his father will go in unto the same maiden, to defile my holy name. And they lay themselves down upon clothes taken in pledge by every altar, and they drink the wine of the condemned in the house of their God. Yet destroyed I the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was strong as the oaks, yet I destroyed his fruit from above, and his roots from beneath. Also I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and led you 40 years through the wilderness, to possess the land of the Amorite. And I raised up some of your sons for a prophets, and some of your young men for Nazarites. Is it not even thus, O you children of Israel? Says the Lord. But you gave the Nazarites wine to drink, and commanded the prophets, saying, Prophesy not. Behold, I am weighted down under you, as a cart is weighted down that is full of sheaves. Therefore the flight shall perish from the swift, and the strong shall not strengthen his power, neither shall the mighty deliver himself. Neither shall he stand that handles the bow, and he that is swift of foot shall not deliver himself, neither shall he that rides the horse deliver himself. And he that is courageous among the mighty shall flee away naked in that day, says the Lord.